This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. Lynn Ulbricht did it earlier tonight, and she sounded fantastic. Right up until the end where she lost a bunch of packets and sounded terrible. But yeah. You know what? That's how the internet goes sometimes. Overall, Discord, probably 99% of the time, it sounds awesome compared to a telephone. So if you're a talk show caller to this show, or you want to be a talk show caller to this show, because you can't, I don't think you can call any other talk shows with Discord out there, but maybe, you know, maybe there's something else.
I don't know that you can call any with Skype. Skype, either.
Yeah. If you're a guest, you probably can.
Probably can't do voice over IP.
Yeah.
Protocols. I mean, you can. Some of them may have their phone lines run through voice over IP, but they sound just like phone lines.
You know, we're behind the times when it comes to like the cutting edge of the internet, right? Like we found Twitch and DLive years after Twitch became popular, but we're there. And you know, we've got Discord. We've got high quality call in lines now, thanks to these online systems. We had Skype before that we had used for a couple of years, and I don't think any other talk shows. Like, even though we're kind of behind the ball compared to the cutting edge of tech, compared to the rest
we
of talk
beat
radio,
out talk radio, yeah.
We've got them beat by a mile. Of course, the phones are always open for you here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about some interesting survey results of apparently sample size of 500 millennial and Gen Z respondents age 18 to 42 in a survey conducted by Paxful and the software research firm OnePoll. They found out that young people in the United States specifically are interested in Bitcoin. They're aware of it. They're aware of cryptocurrencies in general, but some of them are a little concerned because they don't really understand it. They just haven't taken the time to really do the research that's necessary to grasp it. And you don't have to spend hours and hours and hours doing this. I mean, there's 2-3 minute long videos online that'll give you a brief overview of them. You recommended Bitcoin.com, Mark, is a good place to go and get started. But there's a lot of resources out there. Avail yourself of some of them and at least get the basics down. Get out there and get your own cryptocurrency wallet and fool around with a few bucks worth. Grab some of it and just watch it and see what happens. Now, according to the Paxful CEO, Ray Youssef, he says that young people are attracted to easier ways of receiving, sending, and storing funds. Crypto, he said, can offer those services better than standard financial institutions, though he believes cryptocurrencies are still difficult to utilize. Quote, many people are not gamblers. They just want to make money and make their lives easier. Crypto can make lives easier, but nobody's doing enough to educate themselves. There's too much focus on speculation, he said. I'm sure many of these young people have only heard of crypto from pump and dumps, which is a type of buying and selling where people try to manipulate a marketplace.
Yep.
It's worth noting, says the article at decrypt.co, that more than half of millennial and Gen Z respondents in the survey said, now this is interesting, that they're more interested in the peer-to-peer trading capabilities of crypto. That means the buying and selling aspect of it, like using it, rather than just buying it from an exchange and holding on. Of those polled, roughly 44% cited peer-to-peer transactions as their primary interest in digital currency. Hey, guess what? That's the whole point behind Bitcoin. There are some people who believe that Bitcoin is supposed to be a store of value and nothing else. And then there's those of us who are around long enough to know that it was actually originally designed as a currency, which, of course, by default, will make it a store of value because it's good at that, too. But it was intended as, you know, to be used. It was intended to buy things and to sell things with and to earn it, but not just hold on to it. Further, 67% said they also associate crypto with globalization. Youssef said he's not surprised.
I'm not entirely sure what globalization even means.
Me neither.
I mean, you know, the best they got is like it. Well, you know, Western dominance over the rest of the world. Come on, most of the mining in cryptocurrency is done in Asia. So I'm not sure. Does it just mean that people are communicating better? Well, that's what the internet is. All right?
Yep.
Money is communication.
That's right.
and the internet is communication. And if you, like, a globalization, what does it mean? It's like everything that's bad in the world is the globalists or whatever. I don't even know. Wow, people learning languages, different languages and talking to each other, that's globalization. It's awful.
Yeah, globalization frequently has a negative connotation to it, where it seems to be utilized in that fashion by people who are nationalistic or who really firmly believe that everything ought to be done within the borders of their country.
Or people that just don't understand economics.
That's right.
I'm right now listening to this is a pretty old book at this point, The Confessions of an International, Economic Hitman. And, it should have been titled Confessions of a New England Liberal Who Got Caught Up in Sort of the Worldwide Oil Business. I mean, it's like, these people are losing their lifestyles because of our Western technologies being brought into their country. Well, yeah, my people lost their lifestyles, too. People aren't wandering around. The Dutch aren't wandering around in wooden shoes anymore, burning candles at night. I mean, the streets of London, they were afraid in the late 19th century that they were going to be, completely unusable because of horse poop. All right? Yeah. There are advantages to technology. Sure, you can say some rivers have gotten polluted and stuff like that, and I'm not saying that they haven't, and I'm certainly not for river.
The government's polluted some rivers.
Yeah, I'm not for river pollution. Oh, all these problems come back to the state, absolutely. But, whatever.
I want to go to Mike.
Globalization's nonsense.
He's in Gold Bar, Washington, listening to KBKW. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, listen, yes, can I give myself the title? I notice people call in and they have these really cool names, and I want to start. My title is referencing diabetic awareness because I am an amputee.
All right.
Can I call myself the Bitter
Space King?
No, I don't have a costume either. But the Bitter. Can I call myself the Bitter Truth Provider? And it would be about type 2 diabetes.
Can we ask what part was amputated?
I have got what's called a BTK below the knee. Amputation, and it came from it was the result of a small sore that eventually, through hiking and stuff, got to the bone, infected the bone, and once your bone gets infected, which is very easy to do, you have to start cutting to a place that gets blood flow, and 57-year-old type 2 diabetics that listened to their doctor their whole life and didn't figure it out that they were lying to you, this is what happened. So I'm going to start to realize that if I had not listened to my doctor, I might have both my legs because they just don't steer you in the right direction. When you are a type 2 diabetic, what they tell you is to eat whatever you're eating, and then there's this mathematical equation that tells you how much insulin to take because of what you ate the meal before, instead of saying, if you didn't eat this, you wouldn't need any insulin. And just to kind of button this one session up, it's the carbohydrates are the problem. There's two carbs. There's a complex and a regular. The sandwich, which has been driven into our head and we're addicted to it, myself included, I can't get near bread or I'm eating a whole loaf. That carb, the bread, is what's going to kill you. The carrot, your body uses it and gives you more energy than the carb you were told, like Wheaties, which is refined something. It's a wheelbarrow full of wheat is what it is in a bowl because it's been turned in. So anyway, that's just that for type 2 diabetics. Get off the bread. It is where I would like to start for this week. And thanks for taking the call.
Agreed.
Well, my pleasure, Mike.
I think that that's good advice for most anybody.
The Bitter Truth Provider.
Very good, sir.
All right,
sorry to hear about the leg. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think this is good advice for just about anybody. I mean, we really don't need the kind of carbs that we consume in American society.
Tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's not good. Yeah. I mean, it is. Look, bread's one of the reasons we have modern society, right?
Bread's kept some people alive.
No, absolutely. And you can store grain, whereas you can't store vegetables in the same way.
Not for long.
You go to the produce section in your local grocery store, and you fill up your refrigerator. You go back next week, pretty much everything in the refrigerator is rotted.
Yeah.
I mean, the carrots are a little floppy.
Carrots will last for a while.
Yeah, they have ways to kind of crisp those up. You should look that up on the internet. It has to do with, water or something.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. National Debt Facts of information that you might find interesting that's coming up here. Mark, you're going to share those with us?
I'm ready to go.
Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. We've been talking about money here tonight, and that's important. A lot of people like money. This is Free Talk Live. You like money? We're coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's a live Saturday edition of the show. You may dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge. It's busy in our lives these days, in our schedule, and travel and all that stuff get in the way, it might make it more difficult for you to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature has a solution for you. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and veggies, and that is a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can go online to become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. Plus, after your 3rd month of using the product, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies when you use code FTL to go and get signed up and get your Balance of Nature over at balanceofnature.com. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's a limited time offer, so don't wait. It's balanceofnature.com with code FTL. As we continue here, we've been talking about money, specifically cryptocurrency, and young people in America and their opinions about it. There's just a couple more points here from decrypt.co, and then we'll get into some of the national debt statistics that Mark wanted to share. But they went to, apparently, on a campus tour in Africa, that is the people from Paxville. They said they saw young African students' eyes light up when we told them about a potential new revenue stream. Peer-to-peer trading offers a wealth-generating opportunity, and when they understand peer-to-peer trading, young people will understand the arbitrage opportunities. This is a new world for them, unquote. And this is an important point. That is to say that people in underdeveloped countries now have access to money in a way that they've never had before. There are no banks for people in the dirt-poor regions of Africa. You just don't have that as an option as far as, you know, you just can't do it. You don't have enough money, even if there was, you know, an actual bank within your region. They don't care about you. They're not marketing their services to you. Cryptocurrency allows people in poor parts of the world.
30% of the world is unbanked.
Yeah. That's actually, that's the whole world. If you look at some, let's say, underdeveloped nations, it's going to be a higher percentage than that.
Somewhere as high as 60%.
Yeah, I believe it. So this gives those people access to financial opportunities they've never had before. It's a completely new world of opportunities for them, and that's one of the most exciting things. And it's one of the saddest parts about what's happened to the old original Bitcoin, BTC Bitcoin, that because they haven't fixed the problems with its scaling issues, because once it gets to a certain level of usage, it maxes out. And then if usage continues beyond that maximum point, the prices of the fees to send the transactions, because the customer has to send the fee with cryptocurrency, that's one of the big differences between it and, say, a credit card, where the business pays the fee, those fees go up. And as long as the demand keeps going up, the fees keep going up. And it went from like a cent or less, 2 cents maximum, to send Bitcoin like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. To back in 2017, it got as high as $30 at one point. It was 5, 10, 15. I mean, it was just absolutely insanity.
Who's going to buy a burger for $5 with a transaction fee of 30?
Or who in Africa is going to send any Bitcoin anywhere? If all you're making is a dollar a day or a dollar a week or whatever, you can't afford to send Bitcoin to anybody anywhere, which is why some of these alternatives came out, like Dash and Bitcoin Cash, that allow people to actually send cryptocurrency value across the world in an instant for next to, no cost, which is the way it was supposed to be. Finally, the survey demonstrated that nearly 21% of the respondents in the United States were unbanked, which is an unusually high number for a developed country, according to USEF. However, more than half of those polled said they've purchased crypto within the last 6 months. So that's pretty good news. If one out of two of half of young people have bought cryptocurrency in the last 6 months, that does suggest that adoption is a real thing when it comes to cryptocurrency. So,
best I can tell, the adoption curve's there. If you think about how long it took, say, credit cards or something like that.
ATMs are 50 years old now.
Yeah, credit cards are basically the most recent technological innovation in currency before Bitcoin. And
ATMs probably a little newer than a credit card.
I mean, what is an ATM except it's automated? It's an
automated teller machine.
I don't know that I would call that a technological advancement in currency.
Okay.
It's just currency distribution.
Well, credit card isn't new currency. It's just a new way of spending the same old currency.
It's a way for accounting, and you could swipe cards and not have to carry money on you. So that's a technological advance.
I mean,
paper money was a technological advance.
Sure.
And credit cards are also.
Let's talk to Charlie. He's in Pennsylvania watching on YouTube. Hello, Charlie. You're on Free Talk Live. Charlie?
Not threatening in any way, Mark. Or
me, I'm just going to hit the dump button on you, buddy. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. Mark, let's talk about the national debt. This debt that they love to say, it's all of ours. It's our debt together. You owe part of this debt because you remember agreeing to pay their debts for them, right?
The United States owes $68,400 per citizen.
Hmm.
This is from the Foundation for Economic Education, fee.org.
That's the current debt, not future liabilities?
Nope, that's coming.
Okay.
So basically, every U.S. citizen, according to the United States government, owes $68,000. And that's a lot of money. Now, I want you to, you know, backtrack here for a second. Understand that everything you ask the government to do, it does in the form of debt at this point. Because it's not paying things off. It's just putting them on the credit card. So, when you ask the government to do something, I'm thinking Medicare for All or an invasion of Syria, right? Like, whatever it is that you're thinking about, you're talking about charging our grandchildren and great-grandchildren with this debt.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that's true? This is important, ladies and gentlemen. The United States has carried a debt since, at the very least, the Jackson administration. Now, Andrew Jackson was a president before the United States Civil War. That means that whatever debt was incurred during the United States Civil War, since we have not paid off the debt, we have been paying interest on that all along. So you're currently paying interest on debt incurred before the United States Civil War. That means that those disreputable bums that were American citizens, they're all dead now, that decided that it was worth having a war over, whatever the war was, because it's Civil War, it's the World War One, it's all the Indian wiping out the engines and doing all that stuff. Remember, you know, real important to do that. Then World War Two and everything else, all this other debt that goes in, they charged you with it. You were at one time a beautiful, innocent little baby, and they said, they need to pay my debt. I can't pay it myself, but this is really important. And that's what I think about you. When I look at my 11-year-old son, I look at the United States citizens out there that are bawling and begging for the government to do this thing or that thing. And I think about the kind of debt they want to lay on my kid. And I say, you people need to pay your own bills.
Well, they can do that. They can just print out a bunch of money and pay them all right off.
Fine, let's pay it off. Let's do that.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A top Ukrainian official is denying President Trump pressured them to start an investigation that could potentially damage a political opponent. The foreign minister said on Saturday that President Trump did not push the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden's son. All that being said, Joe Biden is still not happy.
Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? If that's what happened, that appears what happened. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum.
Biden speaking Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa. A Facebook hoax this summer invited people to storm Area 51 this weekend. Well, so far, five people have been arrested, mostly for trespassing. Meanwhile, thousands of others are celebrating their love of UFOs at a number of festivals in the Nevada desert. Speaking of fun and parties, Oktoberfest in Germany is officially underway. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, I want to say thank you to Andy Loy. Andy is one of our Free Talk Live silver amplifiers. That means that Andy's contributing $5 a month to what we do here at Free Talk Live, because we do everything for free. You've got archives, you've got video feeds, you've got the Discord server, all the different features that we offer to you over at freetalklive.com. Other talk show hosts charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for those sorts of features. We do it free because it's important to us to get the ideas of freedom out there to you. That's why we're on over 200 radio stations, we're online, we're on satellite, and more. So you can go to freetalklive.com, you can learn more about the show. But please, if you like what we're doing, if you support Free Talk Live, then yeah, there's different ways to do that. You can obviously listen to the show, share the show, follow our social media, share out, you know, news about Free Talk Live. But the AMP program is by far the best way to help us out, because it's $5 a month, and it really is putting your money where our mouths are in this case, and helping us get this program on more radio stations around the country. So, Andy, thanks for being a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. You can join as well for $5 a month with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, you've got some information about the national debt here that you thought was important to share. And the first statistic you gave was that each so-called citizen purportedly, if you believe these politicians, owes 6,000 or 68,000 or something like
that. Yeah, about 68,000, about 70 grand.
Which, of course, you never signed an agreement to take on these nut jobs debts. They just started spending a bunch of money that they print into existence, and they've just decided to assign it to you. Whether you like it or not.
Right. And, you know, if they did something that, you know, for one, you were just born, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're just born and they said, okay, you're a citizen and now you have this level of debt. Or at the very least, if you did, you know, you can say the United States government carries a level of debt that equals $68,400 per citizen.
Except citizen is BS. There was never an agreement, for me at least, to have a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. I do not have a duty of allegiance to the U.S. government.
And the government has been very clear they have no obligation to protect you.
Because they have no obligation to protect.
There are no citizens.
The offer was never made in the first place,
right.
But even if it was made, and even if it was assented to by both parties, the government has broken their side of the agreement because their court system has made it clear that, as you pointed out, that they have no obligation to protect you, so therefore, how could there possibly be a citizen? It's just a mass delusion. That's what it is. And the debt, the idea that you're responsible for it is also a mass delusion, because you're not. You didn't create that. Now, maybe you have your own personal debts, in which case you would be responsible for those. If you told somebody, if you asked them for money, they loaned you money, well, you owe that person. That's your own personal debt. But that's not my problem, and nor should it be. So what else?
Debt per taxpayer. Now, this is an important distinction.
Yeah.
Because not everybody pays taxes.
Right.
Many of them don't
no one
pay
should.
Taxes at all. You don't pay taxes.
Yeah, I do. I paid property tax recently
right.
here in
Keene, I think
New
this
Hampshire.
Is broken out for income taxpayers.
Yeah.
$183,000 per taxpayer. I mean,
whew.
You're not going to make that. Most of us aren't going to make that in 5 years.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
All right. And this one is stunning. The United States currently, this isn't, you know, this is before the universal basic income. This is before Medicare for All. This is before all the stuff the Democrats are promising right now. The United States currently has $125 trillion in unfunded liabilities.
I thought the unfunded liabilities last time we talked about it was like 50 billion or 70 billion or something.
How could
like
it
that?
Be billions when the U.S. debt is 22 trillion?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it just keeps on keeping on here as far as the debt goes. And
people are worried about cryptocurrencies? People are concerned about the volatility of cryptocurrencies, meaning it could go up in value, it could go down in value, but there's one thing that's guaranteed to happen to the U.S. dollar's value. It's going to go down.
It's going to go down. It has gone down, and it's going to continue to go down. It's designed to go down.
That's right. And that means it's going to fleece you and your family at the same time, meaning that your pay rate isn't going to be going up concomitantly with the failure of the dollar. So therefore, as the dollar goes down in value, you just get further and further behind the bar as far as your lifestyle is concerned.
And here's a question I have for the smartest listeners in the world. My question to you is, what do I do as a fiscal conservative? What do I do to vote for a president? Because Trump has had every opportunity to lower the debt. I mean, we're going on 3 years now in the Trump presidency. And
how's he supposed to do that?
Well, he could pay it down.
What, with his own personal wealth?
No, he could, he could veto every budget that comes out of there
until they bring
a budget. Look, Rand Paul has proposed a budget that would, diminish the debt, and it's a simple. I think it's 1% or 2%. Let's call it 2%. I think it's 1% is his, but let's go for 2%. Let's go ahead. Let's go crazy and say 5%. Which government program out there currently would send us all to dark ages if they were cut by 5%. I don't know about you, but my family household budget, 5% is going to nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can cut 5% if we had to. Fortunately, today we don't have to do that, but you can absolutely do this. I mean, many of these government programs out there, they're waiting till the end of the year to buy office furniture, and they throw away perfectly good office furniture and buy all new office furniture because they have to use up their budgets.
That's right.
Cut them by 5%. If you cut them by 5%, just, you know, cut the 5%, wait 5 years, give them the same budget for 5 years, cut it by 5% again, and then you've solved your problems. This is not difficult. They act like it's impossible because, well, bums, people with their hands out, that's what government employees are,
sure.
People with their hands out, they're not working in
the
marketplace.
Unproductive.
They're not working in the marketplace. They're not providing a service like the rest of us do, where I say, hey, I'd like to do this for you, and in exchange, I'd like to have this amount of money for it. And then somebody says, I'd either like to do that or I wouldn't like to do that. With the government, it's like, all right, well, we're going to do this, and we're going to charge you this for it, and, well, you know, good luck. Figure it out. We know how much you owe in taxes, but you've got to figure it out in a piece of paper every year. And if you don't get it right, we put you in prison.
Let me go to Pat. He's on the line in Thunder Bay, Michigan. I believe listening to WZTK FM. Hello, Pat.
Hello, yeah. Yes, well, sir. I'm thinking back through history, and the first thing that any governmental agency wants to do to attain power is first they control the media, mm-hmm. Then they control the bank. And then they scandalize some ways to take your fangs, take weapons away from you.
Yeah, they do like to take your weapons away from you.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking back to World War II, you know, when England was, they had already disarmed their populace many, many, probably two generations before. And they were begging us for anything that would throw Hunk of Lead. I mean, they wanted their own brown buses back that we'd confiscated them from them in the Revolutionary War.
Wow.
This is one of the things about sort of the idea that Americans are afraid of, you know, some foreign country taking over. There's no way they could do it. There's probably something like 600
million
guns for 300 million Americans. And you can't fight a land war in North America.
Now, you remember what the Japanese had? There was one of the high echelon generals or whatever. He said, you can't invade America. There's a rifle behind every blade of grass.
It's a great quote. I think it's been determined as apocryphal, but still a great
quote. It's a really awesome quote.
Nonetheless, Pat, thank you for the call tonight. Frequently, I think, misidentified as Admiral Yamamoto. Is that right?
I'd have to look it up.
Misidentified on that quote?
I mean, you know, the guy should have said it because
it's a good one, man.
It's a really good one. I'll take it.
It's true. So unless you're in California, then there's not a rifle behind every blade of grass. You can go ahead and take that place. We're coming up here in moments. You can bring up what you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, Our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free, and please enjoy them on us. Again, it's freetalklive.com. You can watch us on a couple of different video streaming providers. We're on Twitch and also DLive. We're also still on YouTube, but the higher quality options are on Twitch and DLive. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm, and you can watch us in good resolution there. You can also go to dlive.lrn.fm and watch us in the higher resolution, HD 720 resolution there with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, you've got some statistics, some informational kind of stuff you wanted to share about the national debt. Most people, understandably, don't want to pay attention to this because it's never good news.
No, I mean, you know, this is, it amazes me. We're entertaining another crop of liars and thieves for the next go-around for the United States presidential election. By the way, the president really doesn't have that much to do with the United States economy. Spending is controlled by Congress, but whatever. You know, we live in a world where, well, I guess we're supposed to just consider the president's responsible for everything. So, fine, I'll go ahead. I'll play your game, whatever that game might be. I don't really care.
Well, as you said, they could veto, you know, various
budgets. They can
veto.
Yep, they can veto.
That could be overridden, I suppose, but
as of December 2018, only 10 countries in the world have a worse debt-to-gross domestic product ratio than the United States.
Only how many countries?
10.
Wow.
When they were talking about how irresponsible Greece was and blah, 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 the United States was in worse trouble.
But there's no organization over top of them
right.
to crack down like the Euro zone did on Greece.
Right. The European Central Bank can go ahead and crack down on Greece if it wants to, or the pigs, as they call it, Portugal. I can't remember who it was. Italy. You know, there's several of them out there. Greece was one of them. Greece was the G in pigs. I think it was Spain was one. But there's quite a few countries that they consider to be irresponsible in the European Union and whatever, the Shenzhen area. But when it comes to the United States dollar creation, nobody's holding the Federal Reserve Bank responsible.
Mm.
And as of December 2018, only 10 countries have a worse debt-to-GDP ratio than the United States. And the United States government continues to raise the debt ceiling every time it comes up. Ladies and gentlemen, can anyone tell me what the probable, almost certain outcome of continuing to spend money that you do not have is?
Well, in your own individual life, it would be very different than if you were the government.
Why? Well, you don't think that there's any way for the United States government to create some level of debt that becomes so outrageous that everything begins to fall apart?
Oh, yeah, I think that's possible.
Okay.
Sure.
What point is that?
I have no idea.
Well, it's coming around. Here, I hear the train a coming.
You know when
it's
you see
it. It's rolling around the bend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just coming, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, they're going to kick the can down the road as long as they can.
Right, until they can't kick it down any farther.
And they're just hoping to be out of office at
that
point.
At which point, the politicians will be out of office, and they'll have made a bunch of money. By the way, they all go in, 100,000-aires, and they come out multi-millionaires.
Right.
All right, where do you think they're getting that money from? All right, next point is there are people that can, the international bankers, as they refer to them, but, the corporatocracy out there, they continue to get very, very wealthy. That wealth comes from you and from around the world. And when it all comes apart, they're going to be rich and you're going to be holding the bag. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. Somebody tell me what to do about it.
I'm telling you, get cryptocurrency, gold and silver. The best thing you can do to avoid any kind of penalties for being inside their money system is to get out of their money system. The cryptocurrency, Satoshi Nakamoto gave us a way out. We don't know who he or she is. That person is anonymous. But they gave us an alternative that the government cannot control. So if you're concerned, and you should be, about these governments, not just the U.S. government, but governments around the world, spending money they don't have and spending you and your family members into future poverty as a result of that, the best thing you can do is put your value, while it's still worth something, because it's a hell of a lot harder to do with the Venezuelan Bolivar right now, but to take the government money you have and buy some cryptocurrency, buy some gold and silver with it, buy some things like that that are outside of the government's purview, outside of their control, and that will potentially help protect you as the economy, because of government manipulation, continues to get worse. What else could you do, Mark? You can't control D.C.
Nope. You can't control D.C. All you can do is control your own finances.
Right.
And, have the
get
wealth.
Get out of debt.
Have the wealth. I don't know that is particularly useful if the economy.
Well, if they inflate, then yeah.
If the economy is going to tank, if you've got a 30-year fixed at 4%,
true.
And suddenly the currency goes hyperinflation, I wouldn't count on that either. You don't know what's going to happen when it finally the deck of cards falls. We just don't know. I mean, as far as I can tell, the United States federal government is bankrupt, but the states are actually the sovereigns.
Hmm.
So the U.S. federal government could collapse.
Yeah,
and it really wouldn't
right.
change anything from a state standpoint. All the United States federal government really is an interstate compact agreement where we won't charge tariffs on each other, and they control the military.
Right, and therefore they dominate the world.
Well,
violence.
It's a big military, yes, absolutely. At NPR, Danielle Kurtzenbolden writes that the Senator Bernie Sanders' taxation and spending plans would together add $18 trillion to the national debt over a decade. So the plans for Medicare for mm-hmm. All, it sounds really great when everybody says free medical
free.
Care. Right, it's free. Right? I mean, the government already spends 7 out of every $8 dollars in medical care now. So what's the big whoop of adding the last 7? Well, I can tell you, it's $18 trillion is the whole Sanders's whole plan with colleges and all that other stuff.
Mm.
$18 trillion. It's currently $22 trillion is the debt.
Yeah.
So you're talking about $40 trillion. Can this country handle that kind of debt? I don't know the answer. I don't know what the number
is. It'll
be
40 trillion after 8 years of whoever's in the office. Doesn't matter who it is.
It could be.
I mean, because hasn't it been doubling basically over the last presidents?
When Bush came in, it was, well, when Clinton left, it was $5 trillion. When Bush left, it was $10 trillion. When Obama left, it was $20 trillion. And presumably when Trump leaves, it'll be $40 trillion. If he doesn't, then I suppose you can give him some credit for breaking that that pattern. But I mean, I wouldn't
really
call that.
Really reined it in. It's only $30
trillion. Right. Congratulations.
Small government.
Yeah. By 2025, just around the corner, the cost of servicing national debt will exceed the cost of military spending.
Servicing the national debt, meaning
just
the interest?
The interest on the debt will exceed military spending, which is already the largest part of discretionary spending.
Right. This is a disaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just here telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you're like, you get mad when some black guy at a football game doesn't stand up for your favorite song, and here your nation is crumbling before you. You are completely responsible for it, right?
Well, now, wait a minute.
Hold on.
I'm not responsible for what they did.
Who among us written a letter to their to a senator or representative in the last year saying, hey, you drunken sailors, stop
fibbing.
Doesn't
do anything. They don't read it.
But who does it? Look, it's supposed to be a government of
the
people.
I've written letters to them in the past.
It doesn't do anything. If you sit out there and you say it's a government of the people.
I don't say that.
And well, I know you don't say it. You're not responsible.
Thank God. Okay, I'm off the hook.
On the radio. You're off the hook. You're completely, you don't even pay the taxes of these liars and thieves out there.
No one should. No good person should be paying these thugs.
And you're not out there mad because Colin Kaepernick didn't stand up for your favorite song,
no,
so I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, I believe in freedom.
But I am talking to people who are like, oh, God bless America. God bless America. While you are God blessing America, the politicians you hired to run the country, they spent you into poverty. The country won't even be here in the next few decades. It's destroyed. Like, a-holes like Ian who clap when you talk about America being destroyed. They're the ones.
Yeah, maybe we'll have freedom again once you destroy the United States government peacefully,
sure.
Of course,
nothing,
through its own failures.
Nothing will fill that vacuum, no.
Well, I don't know, Mark. I mean, things change, and it doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, for instance, the Soviet Union broke up, and nothing filled the vacuum of it.
Oh, tell the people in Belarus.
Well, okay, but what about the people in Estonia and other places that have done much better?
Yeah,
they've done much better.
People in Belarus are just as bad off, if not worse.
Well, I mean, the Russian government sucks. There's no doubt about it, and they're still a massive state. So, I mean, it's not perfect. But the more decentralization we can get, the better off people are going to be worldwide. We are out of time for tonight, but don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week. So did Mark just get you fired up, and now you're mad because you can't call in? Well, you can call tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
I didn't finish the list.
When we start this thing. Well, if it's that good, you can hold it for tomorrow and we can get into it then. And in the meantime, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I heard your commercials for a long time, and I kept thinking, yeah, I'll look into that, and I just never did, and finally I gave you guys a call and started. Well, I did tell the doctor when he asked me what I was doing. I said, have you heard of Balance of Nature? And he says, yeah, he actually had taken it at one time. I said, well, I'm doing that, and I feel great. You know, I think it's helping in everything. And he says, well, good. He says, I should start that up again. I'm just happy, and I'm going to stick with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.